Dude, I'm gonna get fucked up tonight. I love it. I love drinking. I love drinking. I like drinking. I'm a big drinker. I like blacking out. Yes. Yes. I don't know why that's frowned upon. It is very exciting. You know, you wake up the next day, you're like, what happened? I don't know. I think it's fun because when I was a kid, I always wanted to be a detective. So when you drink too much and you black out, you wake up, you have a lot of mysteries to solve. It is very exciting. I wake up, I'm like, where are my pants? Somebody stole them. A clue. Somebody vomited. Who did that? The mystery begins. Get on a little hat, a magnifying glass. Beesh. I was at a party recently and somebody busted out the wine coolers. Holler back. Yeah, that is serious drinking. You ever ride that train, Table 74? It is rough. I'm telling you, you have about 70 of those and you are flying. That is a good ride. No, but somebody did bring wine coolers to this party I was at. And it just, I started laughing just because I was thinking, like, alcohol's destroyed so many lives. And I was just thinking, like, I wonder if wine coolers ever just fucked somebody's life up. Just took somebody down. Just wine coolers, that's it. Like, could there be a more pathetic way to go to rehab? You have to stand up in front of everyone, like, hi, my name is Nick, and kiwi strawberry ruined my life. Everyone just kicks your ass. Get him! What a dick.
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
This is what you missed last week on Dutch and Royce. If you want to talk about, hold on, if you want to talk about improbabilities, I don't know if you watched last week's episode, but when Michonne had that flashback when she was in her house with those two black dudes or whatever, she had her sword and she was cleaning it and she put it in her wood block on her kitchen counter. And the entire thing fit in the wood block.
I know. It wasn't
normal. That was improbable. Because that sword
wasn't real.
It's like 3 feet long and it's not going to fit in that wooden block.
That's not what they were going for.
Unless they cut a hole in the kitchen counter.
I thought that they cut a hole in the kitchen counter.
That'd be really weird.
Both of you.
Because that would take out, like, you couldn't put stuff in the drawer or the cabinet underneath it because then there'd be a sword sticking through it.
Maybe there's more swords underneath the drawer.
No, that's not even. It was a flashback dream type sequence.
Well, I mean, it's to put it into that knife holster is just a safer way to keep it away from the kids.
But it's actually even worse for the kids because unless they have child safeties on the doors, the kids are going to open it and then they're going to put their face in it.
Guys,
the kids are not long enough that they can pull.
Did you think of this? Maybe it was a flashback hallucination.
Check out Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays 10 to midnight only on morelikeradio.com. Italiano vero.
Hang on to your hats, you devil dogs, because the master bebop blaster of all time is going to give you a soul injection.
I'm the greatest man in the world.
Wow! It's time for Dutch and Royce. Don't forget, we are better than you.
Yeah. Oh my God!
Ooh. We are the straightest show that talks about sucking dudes' cocks.
Two of my favorite things in the world are kids singing adult songs and pageants.
You don't fucking know. You think it's all smiles and tits?
Stop doing that to me.
Why? I like it.
You're pissing me off, that's why.
So look out here, forget her push. Look at her hair, asshole.
Hold on, start over.
Shut the fuck up. I'm going to do this the right way because I'm a professional broadcaster.
You just click on the screen.
You have no one. Shut up. I know what I'm doing.
Boner, 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 boner.
You see that movable arrow.
Why do I work with you idiots?
Get off the stage, you fucking faggot! Jesus fucking Christ!
Time to go old school tonight. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Dutch and Royce. Happy Fat Tuesday.
Woo!
Much 4th, or March 4th, if I was speaking English
much
correctly.
Much 4th, lousy smart.
Much
weather.
Music, more.
More Met March on Dutch and Royce.
And that's Royce Lopez.
We need dicks sent immediately to Dutch's inbox.
Marie Lopez.
Dutch@gmail.com.
There you have it. What Roy said.
I'm not used to saying Marie Lopez.
I'm not used to it.
Producer Mitch.
Hi.
And Sean from the Hippo Juice Show is sitting in tonight.
Hey.
Asked it before the show started. When are you
Sean
leaving?
Sean from the Hippo Juice Show never left.
Right.
It's true.
Our number is 954-573-2780, because that's fun to give out when you guys never call.
Yeah, you know, you...
Most of you new podcasters, you guys don't realize, we are live. This isn't just, like, recorded. We have a live thing. It's called morelikeradio.com. Go there every night that we're on. Join the chat room and all the fun.
By the way, I want to say big apology to last week, because we were supposed to do a Hippo Juice also, and remember that drunk interview with Ethan Nicole was supposed to be last week, so we had to reschedule that.
Can we just cancel it? I mean, we've already had him once. Why do we have to have it again?
I'm sorry. The guy who decided to call him is now saying...
Didn't mean you have to schedule it. All I have to do is be like, yeah, my dumb producer was drunk, sorry.
No, I...
What?
I love that the dumb producer who's drunk is trying to turn it around on me. Like,
You didn't have to schedule him.
Look at this guy. The fucking set of balls on this clean-shaven son of a bitch.
Can I not look at him? Look how Dutch. Handsome he is.
I went Dutch on this one. You didn't have to schedule.
You didn't have to schedule an interview.
Just because Joel's...
It's easy to be like, sorry, my idiot producer just was drunk and we were on the air.
Bitch, help me out here.
Well, I mean, he's technically always drunk, so you can't really use that as an excuse. I'm on your side, Dutch. I'm saying you're always drunk, so you can't blame anything on you, because he should have known better.
Oh, okay.
Anyway,
for some reason, it doesn't feel like it helped, though.
Anyway, we didn't do a show last week. You know, fuck you guys, because like I was telling Dutch off air, I was like, you know, we did a show on our honeymoon, so...
We did both shows.
Yeah, so you know what? Yeah, we could take a couple days off, all right?
Well, we had to. I mean, we were all in the same room. But yeah, we took last week off, so hopefully you guys didn't miss us too much.
It's just we had to get refreshed. You know, like sometimes they have to like sit, like the Spurs have to sit like Duncan, or, you know, the Heat have to sit wait every once. We have to seat the vets down every once in a while.
Right.
Rest our knees, because playoff season's coming up, and we have to be ready for it, you know? And that's what it is.
I'm being Tony Parker.
No, you can't, because...
I already did, though.
Fine, you'll be Tony Parker. You just like him because of his accent. You're strangely attracted.
I don't know what that is. Is it French? Is that
it's
what he
French.
Is?
Yeah, I know. I believe he's French.
Okay.
Faggot.
It's weird. Because I'm not sure what ethnicity he is, just looking at him. Like, is he black? Is he white? Is he Blasian? I'm not sure what he is.
Blasian? No, Tiger Woods is Blasian. No, he's French and black. I don't know, Dutch... What do I look like? What is someone that analyzes races?
Racist.
Racist. I'm not a racist.
Oh.
No, that's not...
I thought the complete opposite.
I am a racist. That's not the word.
Oh.
A genealogist?
Well,
that's a study of genies, right?
Right.
Okay, I like that. I want to study, like, Robin Williams, because is he the one that sang?
No, game genies.
Game genies? How does a niche...
A game genealogist.
A game genealogist. What a specialized fucking...
Yeah. They're the ones that actually wrote and created the code for all the game hacks.
Yeah, I have a master's in what? Game genealogy. It's really, really easy to do.
That would have gotten you so much pussy 20 years ago.
No, seriously. That or like editor of Nintendo Power.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking
of things that were popular 20 years ago, did you guys see what's been going on with LeVar Burton?
No, what happened with him?
Oh, he is getting some shit on Twitter after a Philip Seymour Hoffman joke.
What was it?
It happened a while ago. Here we go. It says, damn, #PSH, which was trending that night that he died, you know, Philip Seymour Hoffman, was so talented. However, if y'all should find me dead with a needle in my arm in my underwear, please put my pants on. Good joke, right?
That's not a bad joke.
Especially right then where everybody was, you know, sucking his dick and going, oh my God, he's so talented.
Yeah.
After that comment, it earned him the wrath of the morning mob with followers deserting in droves. Burton got defensive.
Wait, how many Lamar Burton fans are there?
LeVar, first of all, you heathen.
There you go. I think that proves Marie's point more than yours.
1.8 million.
That's a lot. That's how many followers he has?
Yes.
Well, he had like three.
Is he related to Tim?
No, he's... Jordy from Star Trek.
Jordy LaForge.
And he was also the Reading Rainbow guy. Take a look. It's in a book, Reading Rainbow. I can't go anywhere.
Not related to Tim Burton.
No.
The black guy.
Tim
Whoa.
Black?
No. It's like, I think you guys do it on purpose to make me angry.
I wouldn't believe
that. That was good timing, by the way.
I know. That's why I do what I do.
Even anger. That was very fun.
Okay. So his next tweet, he got a little more defensive. He said, not cool is shooting up when you got kids. Hashtag,
yes,
are you kidding me? Retweet from someone else telling him, not cool, dude. Then he even got more defensive. He said, I know about addiction. Retweets to someone who said to him, perhaps you should educate yourself about addition before passing judgment.
No, they were talking about Adobe Audition.
Oh.
It's software to learn.
Oh, I thought you meant when you add one number to another.
Well, that's what the person spelled, and he just corrected him and said addiction. And then he said, no matter how you slice it, PSH wasted a great life. Or sorry, a great gift. Lash out at me if you want to. I ain't going out like that.
Was he that talented though, really? But let's name his roles. If we really go down his roles, he had a couple really good ones, and I'll give it to him.
Do you know how much talent you need to have to pull off wearing a headband in front of your eyes and also have a Jerry curl?
Wait,
look at his picture in the chat room. Look at how handsome he is.
Wow, LeVar Burton really did have a great haircut in Star Trek. Like, he really, like, it's the future, but in the future, they still had his soul glow in his fucking hair.
Right.
Jesus Christ.
You sound jelly.
I'm a little jelly. I should go to jelly school.
It's full.
The problem is that he didn't stick by his guns. He ended up apologizing for the whole thing. I wonder what boss told him.
Hey, all those big roles he's going to lose.
Right.
It's worse when you apologize.
It's always
worse. Well, here's the thing. It's like, it was that night. It wasn't until the next day. The last thing he said after like fighting with a lot of people on Twitter, he said, can we get back to the game now, please? And then, yeah, eventually did apologize, only to move on with his life. He said, I apologize for being insensitive regarding the death of Philip Seymour Hoffman. No excuses. It was wrong. Exclamation point. May he rest in peace. So, I don't know. I think it's stupid. Why would you have to apologize? A guy was a fucking... like he said, he had kids, and he died with a needle stuck on his arm. Fuck him.
I don't feel bad for Philip Seymour Hoffman. But then again, listen, I get it. I'm glad that he said all that. But if you're somebody who's like that much of a D-lister, shut up.
Well, why not? I mean, if I can say anything on Twitter, why can't he? Why can't he have the he doesn't have a boss that's telling him.
Did you teach a generation of kids how to read? I don't think so, motherfucker.
Wait, those kids didn't learn how to read.
That just tells you you want to read.
No,
No, you just been read is what that does, because they tell you about a book.
Motherfucker,
you just been read.
I like that.
That's I'm going to use that as like a, you know, like when you have the urban, you know, slams. Yeah. That should come directly after. Like,
they're gonna reboot Reading Rainbow, but they're going to do it on MTV2 and call it like Reading Rainbow Ridiculous or something. And it's going to be like, oh, motherfucker, we'll read it, LOL. It's gonna be really,
why would they do that?
Because fucking... Bro, modern dance.
What Jew is paying for that?
All of them. Sorry, Dutch. Go ahead.
Scarlett Johansson's pregnant.
What?
I know,
her tits are great.
Oh, they're going to get bigger.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing breast.
Expecting first child with fiance Romaine
Lettuce.
Romaine Lettuce. I don't know this guy. Do you guys know? Here, hold on. Let me post a picture.
I don't care.
I don't know who this guy is. I care because it's ScarJo.
Hoffman.
Too soon, Royce.
Who is that dude? Do you guys know him?
He looks like
Romain Dariac.
He looks like a gay vampire.
Oh, is a French journalist? But wasn't she fucking
Sean Penn
not too long ago?
Oh, Ryan.
Lochte.
Reynolds.
Dead.
Oh. Ryan Reynolds for a little while?
No, but after that it was Sean Penn for a little while.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, wait. The expecting couple, like they've only been dating since November of 2012?
Hovember.
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 Hmm. She has great breasts, though.
And she's got a great ass.
She's got great everything.
She does have a great ass.
She's
fantastic.
Great.
Yeah.
If you're going to have ass, you want to have ass like that. Like Dutch.
Is anyone going to point out Dutch's fancy new haircut?
I did. He said he's a clean-shaven motherfucker.
Good.
I want to have sex with him.
He looks so handsome. He looks so young. He looks like 20. He's like he's 20 years old now. Look at that. Like, hey, guys.
It's a haircut. Relax.
By the way, I heard you got two pillows now. I heard that.
Oh, yeah. I got two pillows and new sheet set and new everything. So.
Where'd you buy it at?
Bed Bath & Beyond.
Really?
And by the way, they've really expanded their Beyond section. Like, there's Soda Streams and, you know,
a windmill.
And, you know, Teddy Ruxpins. And it's just, what? Why is this here?
Two guys sword fighting.
It's really Beyond.
Cirque du Soleil guys just doing tricks in the back. It's really weird.
Golden.
I realized I hadn't been in that store since the first time I went to college when I went to go buy sheets for college.
I believe it's pronounced collage.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Scarlett Johansson's pregnancy could derail filming of the Avengers Age of...
No, that whore.
Fucking abort that kid. I have to see that movie.
All right.
I hope she bounces back. She better bounce back.
She'll bounce back. She's a star.
Well, that's right. Stars do bounce back. Just look at Britney. She worked, bitch.
Oh, stop with that song.
Because it's Britney, bitch.
So sick of that.
But Royce, you don't want a Maserati?
I do.
Because you got to work, bitch.
I don't want you to sing it.
Royce wants to look hot in a bikini.
I do, but that's unrelated to the song.
Wait, what?
One of the lines is, you want to look hot in a bikini.
Oh, I've never listened to the song.
Oh, come on now.
Well, I'm aware of it. I've never actually listened to the lyrics, is what I'm saying.
They're not hard to pay attention to. It's pretty repetitive.
I've heard it in the background, like, wow, I was at a Bed Bath & Beyond. I didn't actually pay attention to what I was listening to.
Yeah, it's in your jogging playlist. Come on now. You want a Lamborghini? Sip martinis? Look hot in a bikini? You better work, bitch. You wanna live fancy?
Doesn't she have another bitch song or whatever? Like, it's Britney, bitch, or is that this song? You better work, bitch. You better work, bitch. You better work, bitch. I have never heard this.
It's really good.
It's pretty good.
So far, I don't think it's very good.
You know what the problem is, Dutch?
I'm ready to party! Are you ready to party?
I'm ready to party! Are you ready to party, SpongeBob?
No, I'm ready to party! Are you ready to party, Mr. Krabs?
I'm ready to party! Are you ready to party, SpongeBob?
No, I'm ready to party! Are you ready to party?
Now play the song. Now you're ready.
Now I'm ready.
Now
there we go.
How do you like it?
Have we played this on We Listen to Better Music Review, or no?
I think so.
Okay.
I remember we brought it up once, but...
Oh, God, not this again.
What does Dennis know?
Everything.
He knows nothing.
By the way, his
grandma... He really is like the Wizard of Oz.
Grandma's already quoting Marie in the chat. Abort that shit. I need this movie. Can somebody please make the poster for that?
Jesus.
Make the poster for Avengers 2. Abort that shit. I need this movie. Marie Lopez.
It's fantastic.
As a critic. That'd be fucking hilarious.
We should just start like a hashtag, like a Twitter hashtag of shit Marie says.
I know.
You know, kind of like shit my dad says, but.
I need this movie now.
Do you know how successful the last Avengers movie was?
Pretty.
It was. It was pretty successful, yeah. That's about right.
What movie was that?
That reminds me, I have a... I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I have raging erection.
Big time boner. Boner. No, when we finally get to it, I have a really good We Listen to Better Music than you.
Well, fine.
Oh, We Listen to Better Music?
We Listen to
Way good.
Way better than anything I picked.
But we'll do. Oh, you have something?
No.
Good. After the failure of 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
You were off that bit.
Well, I didn't try, So
she wasn't working, bitch.
Yeah.
I wasn't trying to look hot in a Maserati in a bikini.
That's it was sharks swimming around you for some reason.
Speaking of bits that should probably die, one that did die a while ago. I'm gonna bring that back just for tonight. Former Jailbait news. Basically, what? You know, these teen stars, where when they get older. Take a look at that picture. Guess what show that bitch was on?
She was on iCarly.
Yep.
It's her friend. She has nice titties.
She decided to.
Who
is that? I think she's like 20. Her name is Jeanette McCurdy.
I give it a McBuddy, huh? High five.
It says, you've asked me what iCarly was. The only thing I'd be able to tell you is a show about a girl. Okay, this guy's a snarky. Let's see. Yeah, photos leaked yesterday. I'm sure this will be huge news to two of you who've ever seen a girl in bra and panties before. But apparently she was dating Andre Drummond.
Giant.
Who? Oh. Andre the Giant, who's been dead.
Wait, Sue Drummond?
But Andre Drummond, no. Really? Andre Drummond is an NBA player.
Oh, he's the nerdy black guy.
Oh, I thought
is he?
Old white guy.
Well, I don't know if he's the nerdy black guy, but...
You're thinking of Stefan Urkel.
No, I don't think I am.
Sorry.
But, yeah, apparently a bunch of pictures that she texted to him got leaked. I don't know if it was from him or not.
It's a daisy.
She's hot. She has a nice body.
Right? Mm-hmm. Here, hold on. There's a few more. I'm trying to get this, but it's in those view gallery. I'm going to tell you something now.
There's something up with her tits. Just the way she's posing for that, there's something up with her
boobs. No. Here, hold on.
What do you mean?
Let me put another one up here real quick. Oh, yeah. Look at that guy. He's huge compared to her.
Yes.
There's something up with her tits. That she's not hanging right.
They're probably fake.
They're not fake.
Here, check that out.
What do you mean they're not hanging right?
That's her? Wow.
Yeah, she's same one.
Sexy.
Right?
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
What do you mean they're not hanging, right?
Forget it.
Sorry. I'm really distracted by how large the man she's with is.
Oh, he's a big boy.
I mean, just look at... Okay.
Am I the only one that's sad that now she's ruined for other people?
Yeah. Look
at... There's a black man?
Yeah,
look at where his pants are to where she starts.
It's not even a racial thing. It really isn't a racial thing. It's... Look at his size, the sheer size of him.
If she wanted to make out with him and she just walked up to him normally, she would hit his nipple.
Dutch, she fucks this guy for a year. You pick her up at a bar and you stick your dick in and she laughs at you because that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
She's going to laugh in your fucking little dick face.
It starts a wind tunnel.
Yeah, exactly. It sounds like a Boeing fucking jet stream. So, Dutch... Don't worry about it.
Maul in the chat room says, oh my God, her vagina must be so floppy right now.
Seriously, it must be bad.
He is the nerdy NBA player. Okay.
Like an open-faced pastrami sandwich. Not to get too detailed.
I am very flaccid right now.
And hungry.
It's a lot like, what was it? The chick from the, the short girl from Nashville and the Heroes.
Oh, T-Rex arms. Hayden Panettiere. Hey, pterodactyl.
Good one.
Pterodactyl starts with P.
Yeah, it does.
No, that's her with the Klitschko brother, or one of them.
Dick Klit brothers.
He literally is. Somebody pulled a picture of Hayden Panettiere and one of the Klitschko brothers. Like, I guess they're married now, but Hayden there's like a 10-foot difference between the two.
The little fucking tiny arms that scare people. Her arms are fucking terrible.
She's borderline midget. If her arms were another like 3 inches shorter, and her she would be midget.
How does she reach change in the bottom of her pocket with those little arms? I'm just curious because it doesn't look like she reaches. Does she have to hunch over to take dollars out?
Maybe.
It's Vladimir Klitschko. He's 37 and she's 24. I don't like this.
Good for him.
Good work.
Good for him, but. What's wrong with her?
What, you like Hayden Panettiere? Because he's a Russian. He's like the most dominant Russian heavyweight boxer out right now.
He's the only Russian.
Right. Him and his brother, yeah. And they refuse to fight each other.
And Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah, well,
I will break you.
No, he's not a thing
anymore. Yeah, bro, I just saw it the other day. I saw this documentary on HBO about it.
It was
called Rocky IV.
Yeah, it was called Rocky IV.
Not a documentary, but...
Yeah, it was.
It was saying. It was on the documentary channel.
And the documentary, at the end of it, he was even saying how he changed and Russia changed. That, why would they make that up?
Then we all can...
Wait, oh, well, yeah.
Yeah. It was a good documentary, guys.
I liked it.
Look at her little tiny T Rex arms.
She does have very tiny arms.
No, I'm serious, especially that last picture.
Jesus. Look at the size difference between these two. She has to like look sky high, just look in his face. Jesus.
How tall is the guy? I mean,
I'm going to say like 6'7", 6'8".
So my
and height. She's like 5'2", 5'3".
Fantastic.
No, shorter than that, I think. Yeah, she's a tiny little thing.
The last chick I dated was 5'1".
Oh, that's just mean force.
And you're 6'8", right? No.
6'7", yeah.
Yeah, but she was in the fourth grade. That's the average height.
She wasn't in the fourth grade. She was like in the 14th grade.
The 14th grade?
That's where you fail two grades in high school.
I got it. The 14th grade. You moron.
Oh, by the way, did anybody watch the Oscars? We watched a little bit of it, but Walking Dead was on, so.
Nah, I don't watch Oscars.
I didn't see any of it.
Care.
Oscar the Grouch.
Well, no, that's different, but.
I watched Sesame Street the other day, yeah.
What do you want to know about it? What's your questions about Sesame Street?
Oh my God, did you see Jennifer Lopez's dress? It was like so crazy.
No, I don't think she was there.
Wait, Jennifer Lopez was there?
I don't think she was.
Oh, Jennifer Lawrence.
No, Jennifer Lawrence, I guess I saw like something on Twitter about apparently she wasn't wearing underwear and it was very obvious.
Good.
Gosh,
she's a whore and she's awesome.
She's awesome.
Come all over her back.
All right. So detailed. For what? Why so detailed?
Your back.
That's fine, but why so detailed?
Why not?
Why so serious?
Yeah. By the way, that picture where everyone took a selfie, did you see the Photoshop one with the bottom of it is that they're looking at 9/11?
I saw Dennis post that.
That
made me laugh out loud.
I laughed.
Can somebody post that picture in the chat room?
Please, someone post it.
You lolled?
I roller coaster. Not only that, I roller cats.
I raffle coppered.
This guy raffle coptered, bro. You know how hard it is to raffle copter?
It is rare to see a raffle copter these days.
In person? In person?
Especially from a guy my size, yeah. Because I have to take up a lot of spinning area. It's not pretty.
Moron.
Well, apparently I was just reading like other stuff that was trending as far as the Oscars go.
Trending now.
She was they were doing this whole Samsung selfish promotion. She had her phone out like three different times during the whole thing, including that whole selfie thing. She was also tweeting pictures backstage and they were all saying taken from iPhone. So she doesn't ever use that fucking Samsung phone that they ended up giving her.
She looked like Danny Bonaducci in this picture. Ellen looks terrible.
I like Ellen.
Not Danny Bonaducci?
I get it, but she's ugh. She's aging.
She's a lesbian. Yeah, she's an old lesbian. Who cares?
She's a lesbian with aging badly. There's the picture.
She's Portia. She's like 55. Isn't she old?
Yeah, but Portia de Rossi's old and sexy.
She's hot.
Yeah. Well, one's got to be the lipstick lesbian.
And also the other one from Arrested Development. She's a lesbian and she's like 50, 40 for something now. 45? The blonde one.
Oh.
The one that was married to David Cross's character.
That's Portia de Rossi.
Yeah.
Oh, you sure?
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know names. That's not like a stripper.
Jesus.
Really? That's a real
person?
Should
we chalk that up to Royce not paying attention?
I'm tired. Be honest with you. I'm really
getting tired in here.
I wanted a nap before the show and he just didn't. And I'm just tired. And
well, that's because it was either nap or have sex with me before the show.
And I had sex with Sean.
Before the show.
Something about the Oscars, the Emmys, all that like self-congratulatory Hollywood nonsense. I don't know. There's something about, there's nothing appealing about that to me.
Somebody had a post about it. I think it was Rich Woods on Facebook. He goes, I'm going to tune in to watch the richest people on the planet pat each other on the back for 2 hours. It's what it is.
Yeah.
Like, it's what you're doing. You're watching these guys jerk each other off.
Well, somebody
for
else.
2 hours.
Somebody else said something that I saw where it was like they only give out 4 awards for actual acting.
Right, exactly.
The entire night. So you watch this entire production to just have 4 awards for acting. And
they
the
really
rest of
don't
it's a bunch of
anything.
Technical stuff.
You're right. It's for actual acting. It's best supporting actor and actress and best actor and actress, right?
Basically.
I'm trying to think. Is there anything else?
Director.
Well, yeah, no. But actual acting, though. Only 4 people a year get it. Wow, I didn't even think about that until just now.
Yes, you're right. No, I guess you're right. Yeah, you're right. Just acting. Yeah, you're right. 4.
So it's like, yeah, whatever. But it's like a 3-4 hour production. Fuck it.
Yeah, because then they have to do best musical than a children's production at 4 a.m. on PBS.
Oh, it's our best cellist in a live ensemble performance.
Yeah. Okay. It just always seemed, even when I was a kid, I thought it was like just self-congratulatory bullshit.
That cellist messed up my fucking bracket that I had, the Oscar bracket.
You're just mad because I've been dropping fat wobbles all week.
He has been dropping fat wobbles all week.
Really?
No, he's been sitting out back just playing dubstep. Every time I walk out, there's just dubstep.
I never even... You guys are absolutely right. There are like...
Fat wobbles everywhere?
There are fat wobbles everywhere being dropped. But there are only like four things where you're actually acting in it.
You looked it up?
Best actor, best actress, best actor in a supporting role, best actress in a supporting role. After that, animated feature, cinematography, costume design, directing, documentary feature, documentary short, film editing, foreign language film, makeup and hairstyling, original score, original song, production design, animated short, live action short, sound editing.
Animated tall.
What the hell is the difference between sound editing and sound mixing? I mean, seriously.
I don't combine know. That Ask shit. Mitch. He knows stuff.
Visual.
Well, you see, the editing is where they put everything in place, and the mixing is where they get it to sound like.
What voice is this?
That's Mitch's video expert voice. That's Mitch's.
Sounds cousin. Like Marent.
No, that's Mitch. No,
wait,
Matt. That's Mitch's cousin. That's Mitch's cousin Byron. Byron Heal.
Wait a minute.
Who's very big.
Wait a minute.
Who's very big on video editing. Yes, Marie.
Did Matthew McConaughey win Best Actor?
Yes. All right.
He actually said that in his speech. I was able to catch that because it was right after we tuned over to there right after Walking Dead. And he did do the whole all right thing at the end of his speech.
And I stay the same age.
the Matthew McConaughey won Best Actor.
Right.
Yep.
There were no better actors in 2014.
Oh, hold on. I didn't see the movie, but Dallas Buyers Club, I guess it's a movie about AIDS or something.
Did you see his abs?
Well, AIDS abs, usually.
Marie, hold on. I think he's a good actor. What's wrong?
Who was Matthew McConaughey up against?
I don't know. In 2014? Mitch, can you pull it up? Who was he?
I'm looking for it.
I want to see why Marie's upset. Marie, what if he was really good in the movie? What if he was a really good actor?
Yeah, didn't that Rock movie come out?
Are you sure he won it and not the left middle ab?
No, that's not. Okay.
Because that's the hot one.
Yes, it is the hot one. He's an attractive left man. Middle. We understand.
He's the.
All right, I got it. Hold on. I think this is it. All right. Here we go.
And the Oscar goes to.
Well, I don't want to hear the whole speech. He actually goes on for a while.
All right. Okay. Well, it was. Chitwell Elfador, Matthew McConaughey, Bruce Dern, Christian Bale, and Leonardo DiCaprio.
He beat out Christian Bale and Leonardo DiCaprio, two real actors.
And also Chitwell Elfador.
Of course, yeah. I don't even want to try to repeat it.
Beat an elephant?
Yeah. Where's my elephant?
I'm guessing it was The Wolf of Wall Street for DiCaprio.
Yeah. Right.
What was the one for Bale? Batman.
No, I think it was... That one, oh shit. When the one we had Bradley Cooper and Jennifer Lawrence, the 70s the gangster.
So you're going to tell me that Matthew McConaughey.
Hustle and Flow? Wait. What?
Matthew McConaughey.
American Hustle.
That
in every movie that I've seen him in, he plays the same character.
Sexy.
Played the one time a better character than Leonardo DiCaprio, who's probably one of the best actresses.
Well, he was in Wolf of Wall Street also, McConaughey.
Yeah, they had to give it to him for something.
No, they didn't. They didn't have
to. No, you don't have to pity. You don't have to give an award.
It's the Oscars.
For rich people. You don't have to pity rich people. They're rich. He has abs. He's fine.
He is fine.
He doesn't need an Oscar, folks. Give it to DiCaprio, for the love of Christ.
Yeah, he's sexier anyway.
I'd fuck DiCaprio, that's for sure.
Me too.
Look, we'd all fuck DiCaprio. That's not what this is about.
Pretty sure I would make out with DiCaprio.
Yeah.
And if it led to something more, maybe I would.
You know what, Dutch? I just feel like he'd treat me like a lady. That's why.
Yes. He'd be very soft.
Right.
Then again, Matthew McConaughey would probably also treat you like a lady.
Yeah, but not how I want him to.
Not in the way you think, though.
Right.
I just feel like... All of Matthew McConaughey's relationships have been ruined because he goes to the gym too much. Like, really, really, Matt, are you really, you just,
well, this
again?
I guess this one he like lost a shitload of weight just so he could show that he had AIDS or whatever. The Academy likes AIDS movies.
He actually got AIDS for the role.
Wow. All
right. Oh, okay. All right.
Now he deserves it. Now he deserves it.
And Leto, Jared Leto,
looks like a creep.
Yeah, but he got best supporting actor for the same fucking movie.
30 Seconds to Mars.
No.
Mars Volta.
By the way, I saw them live. They're actually a really good live show.
30 Seconds to Mars?
Yeah. I saw them with Mute Math. I went for Mute Math, and they were opening for 30 Seconds to Mars.
People know that Mars Volta is the Mars Volta of music.
I knew that.
Keep that in mind.
Well, Mars Volta wasn't there.
Jennifer Lawrence, did he fuck her? He probably fucked her.
Who, Jennifer Lawrence?
No, Matthew McConaughey. I'm just looking at the picture.
Yes, Jennifer Lawrence is dating Jennifer Lawrence.
Wow.
How do you do that?
By the way, BuzzFeed is obsessed with Jennifer Lawrence, as am I.
I think we all are.
Hot and kind of slutty. And I like it.
Am I the only one that's upset that, by the way,
that women don't have penises?
That the women can vote? Am I the only
some
one
women do,
that?
Sean. Some wait, women do.
What?
Wait a second.
This is my girl penis.
What did you think Jesus. T for M meant for in Craigslist? Oh,
I had no idea. I was confused on that. Oh, my
God. Royce, I almost forgot that you made me laugh so hard the other day when we were talking about dick clits.
Oh, what are you talking about? I don't remember.
So I was fucking around because Royce had watched an old episode of WWE where there was China on there.
Yeah.
And I had God. Never seen China. Yeah. Like, I thought it was a man. I'm like, who's that?
So anyway, Marie was, she goes, yeah, you know, I want to lose more weight. And she goes,
I love dick.
And she's joking around. She's like, yeah, I'm going to take steroids. I'm like, you better not because you're going to grow a ball sack and get a dick clit. And she's like, what's a dick clit? I'm like, it's when a girl takes steroids, they start, their clit starts looking like a dick.
I'm assuming you had to then show her visual proof of this.
No, I was just giggling at the term dick clit.
Go to Google and type China, C-H-Y-N-A, clit.
Or just type, a bodybuilder clit.
No, we were all in the car going somewhere, and Marie's driving and giggling like a schoolgirl the entire time.
The island of dick clit, and it's fine. look at Marie's face. Are you looking at the dick
Marie
clit?
Marie is mortified.
What do you think of the dick clit? Be honest. Be honest about the dick clit. Ah, there's a dick clit in the chat. Mitch, yeah, would you get rid of that dick clit out of my chat room right now?
Jesus Christ.
They're everywhere.
I can't see that.
Mitch!
Get rid of it! I think what's bothering me is the pierced aspect of it.
Why? What's wrong with the piercing in the vaginal area?
Dick clit.
I've never been a fan of that.
Really?
What about the dick clit, though?
It's kind of trashy. I think that's why I like it.
What I'm trying to say is China's a very attractive woman.
Yeah.
I don't think that's what you're trying to
look
say.
Look at that hot face she has. Man. Jesus.
Strong.
By the way, I just want to say, Royce, I found this on some forum, but the title of it was, is this seriously China's penis clit? And it was from 2005, so.
So that's accurate.
Yeah, it's not a new
clit. I actually have audio from the China video.
Ready to party? Are you ready to party?
No, I'm ready to party. Are you ready to party, Mr. Krabs?
I'm ready to party. Are you ready to party?
And it goes on and on like that, and she has a dick clit, so. Minutes.
Wait, how did
what? That's how it goes.
Is that how it goes down?
Yeah, 20 minutes of
man. SpongeBob's getting really freaking
it's getting
weird.
Dark. It's getting dark, very dark.
It's just our kids anymore.
They're getting cocky. Like Nickelodeon's never gonna fire us. It's just hardcore porn at this point.
Is anybody gonna bring that up?
Just leave them alone, guys. We're still signing the lunch boxes.
Seriously, we don't want to quit, but we do want to get fired, and they just won't fire us.
By the way, right after the Oscars, did you guys see what was going on with the whole Jimmy Kimmel thing? I mean, it's all viral now. I mean, I'm sure you guys weren't watching it, but he had that Rob Ford, the mayor from Toronto, on.
Really? Oh, no, I didn't.
Viral? Awesome. I prefer bacterial. It's easier.
Here, hold on a second. Full screen, too. Here, I got...
It's an injection. Did you take the pills? I got you.
I got the video here.
Okay.
It's easier to deal with.
So basically what he had him come on and he was just showing him all the embarrassing videos and everything that he was doing. Jimmy doesn't hold back. Like he just is making fun of him right to his face. And then this is the portion where he'd already gone through all the videos. Now he's just showing him pictures. Here, just watch
first. No offense to our mayor, but I want to show you some things. Our mayor's a guy named Eric Garcetti and he's a great guy. He's an excellent mayor. But this is Eric Garcetti meeting some supporters. picnic of some kind. There's you with your support. There's Eric Garcetti holding someone's baby. There's Rob Ford holding somebody's baby. There's Eric Garcetti enjoying a baseball game. There's Rob Ford enjoying a sporting event.
He's just mocking the guy straight
Eric
to his face.
Having a shake at Tommy's. You with a milk mustache. Erica and his wife at a food bank serving at the LA Mission. There's Rob Ford. You understand what I'm saying? Can you talk to him? Because
by the way,
it's enough already. I mean,
no, I was actually at
you
City
are
Hall.
Sweating a lot. Let me get you some tissues here.
No, we're good. We're good.
Do you mind if I dab you, Mr. Mayor?
All right, no problem.
Auction this off on eBay afterwards.
Very good.
Actually,
his lean over. You could see his red face and that he's just sweating profusely because, like, when you're getting made fun of straight to your face,
and you're on crack, like you're gonna sweat.
Hey, what's wrong with being on crack?
Nothing except when you're that weight,
yeah, or the mayor of one of the largest cities in North America.
I think only of myself.
No,
is that a good idea to dare the police chief to arrest you?
No, it's just, you know, they followed me around and for 5 months and came up empty-handed. I just want him to come clean with the taxpayers. How much money has he spent? It's all politics. You know what it comes down to, Jimmy? I support the police like no other. But when they're playing these political games. And our friends of my opponents, and they're spending millions of dollars following me around and come up empty-handed, that bothers me. And I just want him to come clean and say, I spent this much. But you know what? He does what he does, and I do what I do.
They have this video.
He doesn't do anything now. Didn't he have all of his power taken away from him?
What's wrong with crack?
Oh, they threw the ring into Mordor already?
Yes.
Sucks.
Yeah.
At least he's felt, at least he's in really good shape. Like, he's a good example.
Yeah. He's in good crack shape, I'll tell you that much.
He's healthy.
He has some of the best photos in Google I've ever seen.
Yeah, it really is amazing.
I'm just scrolling down and they just get worse. There's one where he's just drinking a giant cup of milk and he has a milk mustache.
Yeah, 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 there it is.
Yeah, that was one of the ones they were showing earlier.
Oh, what an idiot.
He's great.
What a son of a bitch.
He's worse than Chris Farley and Tommy Boy.
Language.
Yeah, everybody compares him to that.
That's what he looks like.
Yeah.
The crack.
But, I mean, he looks healthy for a guy that does crack.
No, that's true. I agree with that. He's the fattest crack guy I've ever seen.
Tummy likey. Tummy want wingy.
What?
Now I want to see Tommy Boy. He's so fat.
He's a very large man.
He's at that point where you get uncomfortable just looking at him.
Well, I mean, he's one of those guys that's just hot anywhere he goes.
That's why he still lives in Canada.
Right. Hence why he was so red-faced and just sweating his ass off there.
They'll find him in a bathtub in the next couple months.
You think?
Pictures on the internet.
William Taft type style? Or?
And then Jordy's going to make fun of him on Twitter and have to apologize again?
Now, see, guys, it's not my fault that my doctor prescribed some antidepressants and it makes me fat.
Those were antibiotics.
And I hate people that use that excuse. Like, you don't have anything. You have a you eat too much food disease.
Yeah. I quit smoking. That's the reason why I'm fat.
Yeah,
now.
Really. That's why.
That, really?
No, the reason you're getting weight is because you're eating 5 Cinnabons, not because you quit smoking.
Yeah, but I cut back. It used to be 8.
Oh, okay. Well,
that's better.
You're not, though.
Keep up the good work, fatty.
I don't like new skinny Royce. He feels like he can trash all these fat people out there.
You trash me. And I do, and I said it, and I said it again. I'm unapologetic. I'm not going to defend myself. I understand I'm being a prick. I understand I am being an asshole. I understand that in my position I should be sympathetic, but no, I am not. I am actually the opposite of sympathetic. My fat ass could lose as much weight as I did, and it's a lot of weight, and go to the gym and look fucking, by the way, now the handsomest member of Dutch and Royce.
Shut your face. Mitch will always have that.
Now you're right. Now the handsomest member of the Royce and Dutch show. And he gets jealous because
wait a minute. Isn't it Dutch and Royce?
No, it's not.
Not anymore.
Royce and Dutch show. And, you know, whatevs. And problem is Dutch is getting jelly, as we mentioned earlier, because now I took something away from him, and that was the stunning good looks.
Okay. Dutch looks really.
It's obviously I still have them. You didn't take anything from them.
No, I did. It's like I believe.
I'm just
like,
not so much of a distraction as I used to be.
the African tribes, like, you know, they believe a photo takes your soul. That's what I did, Dutch. Every time I lose weight, I take a little bit of your soul.
So you're saying I'm like a Amish?
Yeah, I'm losing your, you're taking your soul every time.
Right.
I don't like what's going on here. Somebody has to take Royce down a few pegs.
No, you don't.
I did, and we got in that whole battle on Facebook.
It didn't bother me.
Oh, it bothered me.
Because I put
you and your stupid pictures bother me.
I post my delicious
skinny
guns.
Royce bothers me.
Let me finish. I post my delicious guns sometimes on Instagram for the ladies, and I post it on Facebook. And Dutch, of course, pointed out that I happen to have a couple stretch marks by my.
Oh arm. Yeah, I think I called you Stretch Armstrong Royce or something right. like that.
And you don't realize this though. That's because my guns are so fucking.
Ripped. The greatest part was is his comeback. He did the biggest mistake you could possibly do. You misspelled a word.
I misspelled the word because I said,
no,
yeah.
Don't do that.
Well, I said I hope you leave us with a stretcher and something something something, and I spelled stretcher wrong.
You spelled it like streacher or something like that.
You know what bothered me though is like I had done nothing to Dutch. I had nothing to him. Nothing.
You popped up on my Facebook timeline. That's what you did, you invasive dick.
Invasive? Because I posted something on my wall.
Stop shoving your minor achievements in everybody else's face. That's what I hate about people who lose weight.
Oh, Says the guy who every time he DJs a fucking barn party, we don't hear the end of it for fucking 3 weeks. Shut the fuck up.
What are you talking about? I don't post pictures of me doing it. Everybody else tags me in pictures.
Well,
I
may be sexier.
Shut up. Shut up. You shut up too. I may be a sociopath. Wait, I may be a sociopath, but at least I admit I am. You're a sociopath in denial.
How is me pointing out the fact that you're an asshole with your picture on Facebook means you're a sociopath? I wasn't even going that far. You're being self-deprecating when you don't need to be.
Dutch?
What?
I'm being self-deprecating.
Hey, Dutch.
Yes.
Is the beach this way?
It's that way.
Is the beach
Look, Sean took his shirt off.
Dumb guns.
Sean sure. took his shirt on. I can't even fight with Dutch anymore. Sean's shirt off next to me, making me feel uncomfortable.
Making everybody uncomfortable.
Come on, Sean.
What?
Sean doesn't like when Daddy and Daddy fight.
Daddy and Daddy fight.
Wait, it turns me off. What just happened?
No, you don't even. You just took your shirt off for no reason. You don't know what's happening?
No, because.
With something,
take
happening?
Your pants off.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't. Take your panties off.
Don't.
Sean's taking his pants off.
Don't.
Oh no.
Don't. Do they not. Do not. Do not leave them on. Leave them on.
You should take them off.
Leave them on.
No.
I heard you say do not.
Listen
leave
to
on.
Dad number two. Take them off.
Make Yuki bite your dick off.
All right. And now what do I do?
So take them off. That's what I want to see.
No, leave your pants on, bro.
All right. So next.
While Sean decides to take his pants off, here's a fun little video. Hold on a second. If I can pop it up. Give me 1 second. Where's my Google Hangout? Here, let me screen share this shit real quick.
Whoa, Joel's voice got sexier all of a sudden.
Yeah, oh, did it?
I took my shirt off and he got really excited.
Let's see. Boom. All right, check this out.
Okay.
If it will play.
It looks like a snow plow.
Mm-hmm. A lot of snow on the roads. A plow just went by here about 2 minutes ago, and it looks like it hasn't been plowed. So that's the problem. You have this snow blowing somewhere, and especially in a rural area like this, where there's no buildings blocking the snow from blowing back onto the road. Even a main road like this, Route 40 here in Salem County, just after it's plowed, it's going to be snow covered once again. So that's not good news on that front either. So a lot of winds. And a lot of ice. I'll leave it on a nice note. It is spring. We are watching the Phillies in spring training. Chanel, Chris, I promised some history today. We're in Woodstown. Only one Philly born and raised in Woodstown. That would be Hildreth Milton Flitcraft, known as Hilly Flitcraft. He only had one summer with the Phillies. There goes a couple of plows demonstrating what I said. What I said. Oh! Hitting us. All right, there you go. There comes another one. There they knocked it. Four plow trucks. Four plow trucks.
You're the girl of the studio.
Still snow covered, so that is the beauty of breaking news.
Yeah, that was out.
It's not breaking news. It's just weather.
How irrelevant is a local news guy now? That's
not it's the most useless thing ever. I don't know how people get paid.
It's irrelevant.
Who's
right?
watching this?
Old people.
Well, I should say, once the baby boomers die, like, what is the future as far as like TV? So, because like Leno won't have an audience, neither will Letterman, neither will fucking anything local news.
The world where they'll have channels dedicated to lolcats and
Nyan Cat.
Nyan Cat. Cats in boxes.
Dick big, in a box.
Big cats. Miniature cats. A lot of cats. They're just basically going to pull
so
cats.
So basically, okay. So.
Yeah. And then the other half will be porn.
That's yeah. good. Porn. Gay porn?
You basically did describe about 75% of the internet.
Right. Yeah. And then some Game of Thrones, but every 3 years.
Okay. Next month.
Yeah. Next month, Game of Thrones.
Wow, radio
show. For about three episodes, and then they'll take another
and
year
then
off.
Fuck you!
Hey, don't... Okay, that's going to happen.
Yeah, it's probably going to happen.
You see, everyone's going to die. Everyone dies. Radio Shack is closing 1,100 stores. Wow, Radio Shack.
And no one
didn't know they were still open.
No one cares.
They have 1,100 stores?
I walked into a Radio Shack the other day because I don't
remember.
Because
I was lost.
Yeah. No, I needed to find like...
a radio? Or a shack?
Like an authentic Shaquille O'Neal.
No, seriously, what are you going to a Radio Shack for?
Just a dude named Shaq.
I needed to get a miscellaneous cord for the computer. And I remember back in the day, that's what Radio Shack was for, where you need like those weird wires you couldn't find.
I did that when you guys were here. That's actually like the last time I was in there was like the first time in like 7 years that I've been in one was to get a couple of 3/4 inch to 1/8 inch outputs for the headphone thing.
So I walk in to ask, and it's not that anymore. It's basically just a cell phone store.
Yeah.
What is this?
Radio Shack song.
No, this is the Love Shack. This is not a Radio Shack song.
I don't understand the difference.
This isn't Funky Town?
This is all they do in Radio Shack. They just play this and dance.
Right.
It's all I do.
But it's okay because they have really good radio, so it sounds incredible in there.
Was that ever like a viable store? I mean, it was always small little like strip joint type of a store, right?
The only time I ever went into a Radio Shack
was stop the music.
I didn't think anyone was enjoying it.
I was enjoying it.
I was enjoying it.
Oh. Well, I'll put it back.
Wait, I just want a bed for our Radio Shack talk bit.
Oh, okay. Mubby. I was feeling the wrong vibe.
Gay.
The only time I ever went into a Radio Shack was in college when I had to like build projects out of things. I just had to build things like LED lights that worked and shit. And I'm like, I guess.
What class did you take?
I was
advanced robotics too.
I was an art student.
Skipped one.
But they fucking make you take like installation classes. Like, you know how there's some like fucking stupid weird artists that are like, I built this room and it's designed to look like a woman's vagina when you walk inside.
No,
like,
I don't. I
didn't
go to art
those classes. I had to take the class where you had to describe the white painting and how the white painting's brushstrokes are genius. Like, ugh, so terrible.
Sounds like U of F is pretty pretentious then.
Well, it's a pretty decent school, but when you take art classes at a decent school,
like
they try to make it all intelligent-like, so they make you think and stuff.
More like fart-telligent.
You can't just draw... more like you did in high school.
Pretentious. Right. That means cunty, right?
Yep.
Okay, thank
you. Woo! Because love rules at
Radio Shack.
I can just imagine some nerd taking this song and rewriting all the words for a Radio Shack commercial, and they're like, dude, you don't have the rights to this.
The Radio Shack was a little loving shack where we bought wires and things and stuff.
It sounds a good song.
That's
good
great.
It's good, well thought out lyrics. It worked out.
It did. You're lying, Doug. Don't lie.
You should produce that and do a single or something.
Right.
Man, nothing mattered in the 80s. Nothing mattered.
What do you mean?
Why would it? It was the 80s.
Because people are just, they look terrible, but it doesn't matter. They still managed to have lots of sex, looking terrible.
Well, yeah.
There was a lot of cocaine and AIDS involved.
That is true.
See?
Everybody was just on drugs.
Why would you care about anything?
That is one decade I still can't wrap my head around. Like, and you talk to anybody who is in their 40s at this point, and they're like, what? They always start out their sentences with like a defensive type of, well, you got to see at the time, it was cool if dudes looked like chicks and chicks looked like chicks and we all looked like chicks and that was cool. What?
Ted Dicks.
Neon was a thing. Slap bracelets all were awesome. Like, why? How does it?
But what's the thing that this generation we're going to make fun of in 10 years? Because every generation gets made fun of.
Skinny jeans.
Stupid.
Diabetes thing. Type 2.
I think, yeah, the whole hipster and emo explosion.
Emos are hot, bro.
Hipsters are going to be terrible. Yeah.
Well, hipsters are just the new emos. When I was in high school, it was just called emos. So
well, they're different.
If we look back on like the
80s, they're different to us, but nobody's going to look at that whole thing and go, yeah, they're different.
So we look back at the 80s and think cocaine, or like the 20s, we think of alcohol. I think this decade is going to be the decade of pot because of the fact that two states have legalized it and we're only in 2014. So by the time that this decade is over.
You got to throw ecstasy in there too, because like electronic music has gotten a lot bigger now. Than when I was first going to the scene.
Electronic music is way bigger now than it was in the 30s. I agree.
I wasn't going to go that far with the comparison, but sure.
I mean, that's not really fair.
What's not fair?
What electronic music was there in the 30s?
Not much.
Sonar.
Sonar?
There really wasn't a good... There was not a good presence of electronica.
Nailed it.
Yeah, the type of dancing. It was like very square dance-like, where it was just single beat
so
rhythm.
Rest.
Yeah. Sonar.
Two-step.
I'm just gonna remember One Direction, really.
One Erection.
Oh yeah.
Who just by the way, you don't know you do, baby. You light
up my world like nobody else. I think this really does define my life today. Did Sean have? Did he put his shirt back on?
Yes.
If it's back on, you gotta take it off again. All right, I'm done.
So being clothed.
He gets nervous sometimes.
I don't get nervous.
He gets nervous.
I do this whole show ass naked.
Dutch,
would
you start a cover band called Bidirection? It'll be the first bisexual One Direction cover band. You in, bro?
Both directions?
I think they are kind of aren't they?
I don't know. I'd have sex with all
of them. I support them either way, but, right? They kind of have to be.
You're just assuming that they're singing to you. That doesn't make them bisexual.
Oh, I've been looking at this all wrong.
Well, they're all rather androgynous. Like
shit.
As they should be for teenage girls that don't know what they want yet.
Right.
They know what they
want. You know what? I never thought about that.
All right, all right.
All right, all right.
Full circle, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, we're going to go to break here. Yeah. Wait, after the break.
What a laugh. Ah.
I'm not going to do that, no. I will go to break as I see fit, sir.
See?
Yeah, obviously, we have a nice We Listen to Better Music Than You segment. And then also, I found my old freshman year high school yearbook. And so I figured we'd all have a little sharing party.
Okay, grab their yearbook, too.
I grabbed senior year. I didn't know we needed to go to freshman year.
I just found the freshman one. But I just wanted to, I haven't read any of the signatures in there, and obviously however many years ago it was. But, yeah, we'll do that after the break. All right, see you. Yeah, stay tight. Dustin Royce.
More like radio, less like crap.
Yeah, we can't sell Betsy's milk to no one. Absolutely no one.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
You can't sell that milk.
Why is that? Like, I can't sell it.
I got pain. That's all I have. Yo, I got pain.
I always said I got pain.
I'ma smell it.
Dude fucking takes the bread, shoves it in her ass, shits it back out, puts it in the case. That's how you wrap the bread.
You can jiggle your fist around in there without hitting the sides.
The Orange Room, 9 to 11, Saturday nights on More Like Radio.
High Society Radio is now part of MoreLikeRadio.com.
Who's all part of the More Like Radio cavalcade of stars? Oh, who are you joining there?
Oh, well, Hippo Juice, they're the soul behind More Like Radio. And we're jumping on there. High Society Radio, that is.
What other kind of shows are over there, though?
Oh, there's plenty. There's just a roster that's ridiculous. There's 360 on 420. Mm-hmm. There's a gentleman show. There's Ain't Social Gamer Radio. There's the Red Show. There's Daytime Divas.
Okay, so you're not out there by yourself in the cold anymore.
No.
You're fucking with
a family.
Yeah, a real family. A family of gangsters.
Take the edge off. MoreLikeRadio.com. It's like rap music you can understand.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
World premiere music.
Self-devolution. From the members of Mudvayne and Korn, welcome Could I. What's Could I is ready to take cookie cutter rock and throw it in the trash. And we have the world premiere of their first single, Breaking the Broken. Hear it by downloading The Red Show at morelikeradio.org. New music first on More Like Radio.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
Hot girl problem number 186.
Okay, so the other day I was going to Leah's house. I stopped, and she has a gated like neighborhood. They're usually open when I arrive at her house, and so this time they were closed, and I was like, I don't know a code or anything. So I just go up to the gate hoping that it'll magically just open for me, and it doesn't. So I sit there like an idiot because it's not opening, and a car comes behind me. So I'm like, great, I can't back out now, so they're just gonna be sitting here. And he got out of his car, and so I was kind of freaking out. I thought he was gonna like, you know, come up to my window and be like, you know, like, are you trying to get in or something? And he came and he pressed the little button that opens the gate, and then he looked very agitated when he did that, and he got back in his car. And I like raised my hand, you know, I let him know thanks, I didn't know what I was doing, I'm not from here. And then so the gate opens and we go into the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And the guy is literally on my butt the entire way to your house. I was honestly surprised he did not touch the back of my car multiple times. Like, I was honestly shaking. I was like, I'm getting raped tonight.
Listen to Trust Us, We're Hot Radio every Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern, only on morelikeradio.com.
Wait, why is that guy gargling?
This is your morning wake-up call.
Get up.
It's how I get my morning started. They're my morning show.
All right, here's a little inside info. They're not even real listeners. These are stage people, and you hear the same thing across the entire country. And that's why Hammy, the true American, is going to serve his country and expose these hack shows for what they are.
Only on Reverberating Steel Radio. Friday nights, 8 to 10 on MoreLikeRadio.com.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at adamandeve.com.
Irma Gerd. I just ordered my Irma Gerd Kerfer t-shirt in the mail. I ordered it online from tinyurl.com mlrts. The URL's tiny because us MLR listeners are too busy for full URLs. The cool thing about the site is there's a new design every day, and it lasts only one day. Now you never have to worry about wearing the same thing as someone else. The odds are too good that you'll look like a dope, unique hipster instead of a played-out noob. Designs are submitted by artists and illustrators, and the styles range from TV and movie references to video games, classic cartoons, comics, and more. It's pretty simple. There's one new super limited edition tee every 24 hours for only $10. And how's the quality of the shirts, you ask? Amazing! They fit great, they don't make you feel like you're wearing a burlap sack or fiberglass. Just go to tinyurl.com/mlrts. That's tinyurl.com/mlrtees and order your t-shirt today.
Hey guys.
Hey.
You gonna be all right, sweetie?
Yeah.
All right, go up and change. Come down for dinner in a little bit, okay?
Well, what's wrong with her?
Oh, she had a really rough basketball practice. She said the coach is like a drill sergeant. I think you should go talk to that coach. I don't like her talking to them like that.
No.
Come on, Kevin, go. You do love arguing with lesbians.
Just because she is a female basketball coach, you can't say that she's a lesbian.
She is. She's got to be. Hey, Ellie.
All right.
Stop.
Is your coach a lesbian?
Stop it.
Hey, hey, hey.
She can tell. Kids can tell.
We don't talk about it.
It's a cultural unmentionable.
Really?
Yeah, the way Asians are great at string instruments.
So I can't mention that NBA players universally cheat on their wives.
No, it is a cultural unmentionable. It offends every Kardashian.
So I'm not allowed to talk about that Ethiopians are always parking attendants.
No, you are not.
That Israelis all deal cell phones.
They do.
No, but you can't talk about it, Steve.
That Africans have very yellow eyes or that eating dinner next to a table from Texas is unbearable.
Not out loud.
You know what, then? I'm going home.
Wait.
Hey, this is Katie Appleton from The League. You are listening to More Like Radio.
Second hour of Dutch and Royce on morelikeradio.com. Number is 954-573-2780. Or you can follow us all on Twitter. Joel Dutch, Hippo Juice Film, H Juice Marie, Chim Heil. And Sean, what's yours again?
Hippo Juice Sean.
Hippo Juice Sean.
That's really hard to remember.
Yeah, it's really
hard. I don't follow you, so I don't know.
Is Katie Appleton from The League, though.
There's that show that I'm on, and then there's my name.
She has that smoky voice, right?
Yeah. So it's really hard to remember.
So it is hard to remember. Well, you're kind of forgettable. I mean, no offense, but
your balls are forgettable.
Oh, snap!
Oh, your mother
That's
said.
That's a lie.
This is why I like Mitch and not Dutch.
I miss hanging out with Mitch, and I miss hanging out with Dutch. I wish my friends lived closer to me.
This is like the third week in a row you've done this, and you're making me feel uncomfortable. I don't like this.
Get it. You know what? I'll talk to Mitch. Mitch, I miss you as my friend. Fuck Dutch.
You want to come visit me? It's getting warmer. It's like 8 degrees now.
Nice. I take that back.
Oh, my God. I was in Michigan last week when we were off, and it was, negative 11 every day that I was there. Ugh. And
that's been my life for the past 2 months. It's awful.
Well, stop living in a frozen tundra, dude. Like, move to a better place.
If I stop living, you'd need a new producer.
Well, not living there. Live elsewhere.
But it's nice here sometimes.
When?
From what I hear, and what they were telling me in Michigan, and from what I found in Minnesota, because they're pretty close to each other, right near the lakes, it's miserable and muggy and humid during the summer.
Yeah, it is.
So what are you...
We have 2 weeks of good weather a year?
Basically, but those are the best 2 weeks you can imagine.
Oh, my God.
No, I can imagine them nicely everywhere else.
But what about the other 50 weeks in a month? Year?
It's a toss-up. You just forget those other 50 weeks of the year. You just take the two. You be happy.
Yeah, that's why Mitch drinks so much, so he doesn't remember days. You fucking idiot.
Oh, my God. You want to get into we listen to better music than you?
Weird. Absolutely.
Sex with men.
All right. This week, coming out of the great state of China.
Hey, guys, why don't we explain when we listen to better music is for new listeners?
We have those.
We listen to music and it's better than the music you listen to.
Nice. Good one, guys. Good teamwork. Thank you.
I said the great state of China. I meant the great state of Japan.
All right, Dutch, now we're live, and do it in 3, 2.
We listen to better music than you.
At the beginning.
You damn have it. To
go right into it. Get ready? All right, I'm going to start.
But people are going to think that we're recording this. We don't record this.
Five,
this is live.
4, 3.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to We Listen to Better Music Than You.
You sound way too fake. Start over.
Yeah, you know what? Forget it. We'll do it live. Go
take,
ahead.
Take it down.
Do it live.
Do it live. Fuck it. We'll do it live.
Right,
song.
Hold on. Okay, so.
Do it live!
It's coming out of Japan, and the name of the band is called Baby Metal. Hold on a second. Let me actually get the, I'm doing the screen sharing over here.
What? It's Godzilla?
What does that mean?
It means it's Godzilla.
Oh, okay. It's Godzilla? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's Godzilla.
See, like that.
Oh.
All right, the name of the band is called Baby Metal. The name of the song is Gimme Chocolate. Take a listen to this. And by the way, you can also see all the visuals on morelikeradio.com when you look into the show. For those listening to the podcast, there are three small Japanese women dancing on stage during this music you're listening to right now. By the way, this is legit and for real.
And
love it. Well, not so far.
It's
Sailor Moon just then.
I think it's metalcore is what it sounds like to me.
It's a metal pop, I think. I don't know. But they have this band behind them, and it's straight like death metal with like some kind of like a hip or electronica in the back, and then these girls doing like a synchronized dance on stage.
I like.
Does this? I actually kind of like this song.
Do you really?
Yes,
I do.
Bad. It's really not.
Well, let's listen to some more then. And the band behind me are rocking the fuck out too. Now they're fist pumping and moshing off the side of the stage. What I'm getting distracted from the fact that they all have like the mics that like go to their face, you know, like the slip over your ear and then the mic comes over the side of your cheek. But they're also holding handheld mics.
Double the mics. It's awesome.
Yeah, double awesome. So that's baby metal.
They don't even look like underage prostitutes, so they pixelate their vagina.
No, but they kind of do, though.
Oh, okay, you're right.
They look like they're seriously like 13 or 14 years old. And look at the size of that crowd, by the way.
They're 36, each one of them.
Really?
That's the thing about Japanese.
Chinese, Japanese, look at these.
No. What you're doing is being
racist. I know what you mean, bro. I get it. I get the jokes. I get them.
What I was trying to do was be Chinese more...
Chinese people put a pee-pee in our Coke, right, guys?
That's not what happens.
Wow. All right. Maybe a little bit of a high five.
Yeah, I got a high five.
Ow.
All right, turn it up.
And the end of the thing says, see you in the mosh pit.
See you at the crossroads.
But they, no. See, they play stuff like that at the end of like Naruto and Bleach and all that other stuff that I watch. So it's all fantastic.
Oh, so this is normal to you.
Been accomplished. Everything you've done, ninja warrior, walking the path of righteousness. Like, because the translations don't. I'm sure you know, Sean, don't translate well directly.
No,
so
never.
Whenever they sing it in English, it's like, there's a chair over there rocking full of righteousness. Japanese power love. The love can free the power of the soul unicorn.
White tiger. What?
That was a great song.
Pretty good, right?
It was pretty accurate to almost every anime that was ever watched. Yeah,
that made me think, though, like that whole song, not what you just did, but the whole song thing.
By
the way,
someone put music behind that, loop it four times. I want it.
And what he did, because it's a hit.
I will ringtone.
There you go.
Ringtone my bitch.
We're going to be big in Japan now.
Yeah, we are huge. Put some metal behind us.
I'm trying to think, like, what hybrid versions of music actually blasted and did well. No, of music, because that's obviously like J-pop and metal / electronica. Like, I like the whole nu metal thing. I guess kind of was a thing for a little while with Limp Bizkit and you know, all that other nonsense that came out of around that time. I'm trying to think of, like, is there any other type of like hybrid core of music that actually took off and was successful?
I mean, Chinese people still play the gong a lot. So is that like hybrid music?
No, that's not what I was thinking about.
It's stereotype.
Well, no, fucking Sony, Pioneer, those are stereotypes,
right? But if you want it,
good one, bro. Good one.
What? I don't even know why I try sometimes.
I guess pop punk,
JBL. Dude, there's so many different brands.
I'm not even gonna acknowledge your dumb brand name joke here.
I'm proud of myself, and there's nothing your handsome face could do about it, shit dick.
Well, listen.
Just look disdainfully at you through the camera.
And I look at you lovingly, so there's nothing you can do about it.
Thank you.
Not you.
Oh.
You were. Oh, my God, Hammy, I hate your photo. Look at Hammy's photo. Dutch, look at the chat room. Focus all your anger to one person really quick.
Oh, God.
Right?
Nice wig hairdo. What the hell is it?
Yeah. Fucking Christ, come on.
Going what on happened with your hair?
Did they run out of all the other Lego hair pieces, and you had to put that one
it
on?
It really does look like it's stuck onto his head.
You fucking idiot. I'm sorry, Hammy. I love you, but what are you doing? And why would you put it in the chat? What did you expect?
Royce was going crazy the other day, where I was like, hey, check out this picture Hammy posted. And he was just getting angry. He's like, do you want me to make fun of him?
Because I didn't want to make fun of Hammy, because Hammy's been having a bad couple weeks. And I was like, leave me alone. And then she starts showing me these pictures. Like, Hammy, why are you posting this? First off, he has one where he's in a tux that he looks like he's like a backup singer to Boys to Men. I don't know, dude. There it is.
He just posted it.
There he is. There, look at Dutch. Look. You look like a concierge at a gay nightclub.
Hot. So hot. Like, very hot.
You fucking homosexual. Did you steal that jacket from Paul Bearer, you piece of shit?
He looks like an assistant coach for a WNBA team there.
Yeah, he really does. He really does look like a dyke.
Whoa.
He looks like he should be a fucking gym coach.
Language.
Sorry, Hammy. I love you, but you post pictures like this, and this is on you, bro.
Jesus Christ.
Holy God and Christ in heaven, Hammy.
Why do you guys make...
Maul the Chimer says, Hammy's ice cream, I've been molested.
Well, I did
look at it.
I was.
That's why I make fun of Hammy.
But he's so sweet. And
hold on. I have my freshman yearbook here.
Thank you, Hammy. Good segue. Hammy from the chat with the segue. High five.
Here, hold on. It's very small, but I'm going to put it up here, and I'm going to point at me right there.
Here, let me...
I posted my senior photo in the chat.
Oh, yeah. To me.
Leave it there. I'm going to full screen just you for a second.
He was totally a molestable kind of guy.
There you go. Okay, there... Oh, wow.
Look at that little face.
Look at that handsome kid.
Look at that little kid.
That was senior year.
Freshman year, stupid.
Oh, I didn't hear that part. I thought you said senior.
All right, Marie has hers.
Well, here's the thing: is that like I was looking for just I have a whole like a box of books that I don't, because who reads books anymore? And I was looking for a notepad because I ran out of my post-it notes earlier, and I happened upon this. I'm like, oh my God, I haven't seen this in forever.
Put it back up on the camera if you don't mind.
Oh, I have to find it.
Do it now,
please.
Do it now, clown.
Hold on.
Sorry.
Son of a bitch.
We're posting in the group.
Yeah. I would have to take an actual shot of it, Marie. It was fuck. I don't have the individual picture. I have my yearbook here.
Just pulled it up, asshole.
I'm trying to hold it steady.
Stop shaking there, detox.
Drink something, will you?
All right. Yeah, you really do look like a little Christian boy that should be molested behind a shed.
By the way, speaking of which, this school, it's a CSCS, Colorado Springs Christian School. And,
no shit.
And I was going through and reading this, and I do remember that, like, there was this thing going on because with this particular school, the only black kids in this school were my siblings.
Ooh.
When we went there. So, in turn,
school Dutch.
In turn, for some reason, in my class, like I said, I was a freshman. This is 99 2000 year.
Problems, but a bitch ain't one.
They said that, like, apparently I was black then. That made me black. So the whole bit, the whole year was that everybody had to talk to me, ghetto.
This is funny because Marie posted the picture Dutch of the yearbook right before you posted yours. And Maul's pointing out that Marie looks like she belongs in a Wicca coven. Look at her hair.
Jesus, yeah, you do.
Maul's in the chat.
I think it's the print next to your name is what makes you look like you should be in a Wicca coven.
Maul's in the chat says, now Marie, when the kids poured Hammy's blood all over you, did you set the gym on fire?
Fair enough.
That was very,
fucking
two
funny.
Birds with one stone.
They made all of us seniors wear that like black shawl that just kind of draped over you so that we all matched.
Really? Why?
Because
they had to pick the Supreme.
Where did you go to middle school in Syria?
Yeah, seriously.
That was my senior photo.
Yeah, fucking Gaza Strip. Where the fuck were you at?
Which school, obviously?
Okay. Lebanon.
So written in the books, obviously, at the end of the year, you have your yearbooks and you give your, during whatever periods, between periods, you give your book to people and they sign it. I had a bunch of people. Christy writes, what up, Joel? Way to be ghetto. Just kidding. Hope to see you next year.
Like next one said,
yes. Yes. The next one said, sup, dog. Hope you had a good year.
No. Dog town. That's what they call us.
The next one says, hey, Joel, my authentic ghetto boy, and not to mention my science buddy.
Well,
it's been awesome getting to know you this year. Hope that you'll be able to see you this summer. Love, Chelsea. From Vincent, I will see you this week at the Cracker Barrel for our annual wrestling tournament.
Anal wrestling tournament.
What? Oh, here we go. Here's another one from Chris. It says, Joel, two things. Kendra and Sarah Swint will always rule over you. And second, don't take everything so seriously. Kendra and Sarah Swint were the two girls that I lost to in arm wrestling my freshman year in high school. And I never heard the end of it as to this. Jesus. No, not this one. You need to be playing the Vitamin C graduation song.
All right. Sorry, great. I go 50-50 and I fuck up with this
I'm
guy.
Embarrassed. I'm looking at some of mine. And I'm like, I don't even remember these jokes. These jokes that were so hilarious.
Read one of them.
No, I can't read any of mine because I'm going to hold up one. The difference between a girl's yearbook and a guy's yearbook, full pages, bro.
I have full pages, bro. Look at my bro.
Photo cutouts.
Yeah, you want to go, bro?
Dutch is
Marie, read one.
A short one or a long one?
A short one.
Here's this one.
Hey, Marie. Sup? DTF? Question mark.
ASL
Turner.
Okay.
ASL.
It's been an interesting few years. Damn English. I'm honestly not a racist, bigot, sexist, redneck. Good luck on everything.
Wow.
That with my mind before I knew you.
That's fantastic.
I don't know why he would sign that like that. That's weird.
That school had to have been amazing to go to. I would have gotten in so much trouble.
I loved my school.
I would have gotten into so much trouble at that school. So much cocaine to do. Oh my God. Fantastic.
Oh my God. Hammy posted another picture. Hammy, what is wrong with your hair?
One here says, oh, by the way, you guys remember who David Dravecki is? He was that pitcher that lost his hand and still it lost his arm to some disease.
Jim Abbott.
No, Dave Dravecki. Look at my
Jim Abbott.
No, Dave Dravecki. But anyways, I went to school with his son.
Jim Abbott.
Jim Abbott.
And his son, J.D. Dravecki, wrote in my yearbook, West Side, you skanky little gangster nigger. Get some sweet loving over the summer. Peace out, J-Man. I am a sex machine.
Hold on.
He's a sex machine or you're the sex machine?
No, he just said, P.S., I am a sex machine.
Can you read that one again?
Hey, sex machine.
I'm sorry if you don't mind. Can you read that one again, Doug?
No, because you're gonna mark it it's dirty.
I really want to hear it again, please.
It says, West Side, you skanky little gangster nigger. Get some sweet loving over the summer. Peace out, J-Man. I am a sex machine.
Dutch, why?
I don't know.
Was it ironic thing?
I don't. Here's the thing. I thought it was ironic at the time, but now I think that people just thought that. I think they had like an inside joke that they thought I was black.
Are you not?
No. Here you go. Here's a prime example. Hey, Joel, you are the blackest white boy I've ever seen. Quotations, you are cool, though. That's it.
Yes, this sounds like a bunch of white guilt.
No, I'm not black, though.
Hey, Dutch, first off,
WT fuck, Dutch, dropping the N-bomb on radio? What's going on, man?
I'm just niggers reading what was written in my yearbook when I was 14 years old, or 13.
Did you just say niggers WA?
No.
Yeah, you did. He said it. I heard you.
I'm reading something like, I don't even know who this person is anymore.
Who?
Okay, apparently I was friends with somebody named Kareem.
Sounds like a terrorist.
Really? I think I should have known that before I married you.
I know. Marie, when are you going to forget about this whole graduating thing and come back next year? I want to go to Africa and see lions and tigers and Santa. How will I miss your Simpson ID tag? We need to work at getting some real good inside jokes. Oh my God! Who was this person?
That guy totally wanted to fuck you, by the way.
In the butt.
I'm reading it now, and I hear it.
I'm picking up that vibe.
I'm picking up that vibe, too. Jesus.
He was probably Pakistani.
Look at that handwriting.
I have one. Here's another thing. You say you don't get inside jokes. I have one here that I don't understand any of this. It says, Joel, well, I can't believe you hit 21. Wow. Well, I hope you never get herpes again. That would be bad. May the force be with you, Steve.
Would you fuck 21 girls and get herpes?
I guess.
Hot.
According to this guy.
High five. Can you reach?
Jesus. Oh, sorry.
I never bought a yearbook.
You
never got the yearbooks?
I couldn't do it. Like,
I have my senior one. It's not here, though.
There were too many of us.
Yeah, freshman's more fun.
My mom was just like, no, we're not shelling out cash for none of that bullshit. I got like one. I think it was 8th grade. But I never got any in high school.
I'm trying to think. There's a lot of them that just say generic shit. I'm trying to find the ones that actually have some kind of personality in it. Someone wrote in the crack of my book, Joel, I love your crack.
That's cute.
I can imagine some of Sean's. I mean, he didn't have a yearbook, but it's like, hey, Sean, that check for the abortion, it bounced. You really have to get back to me. KIT.
Wait, but I wasn't. No, I was in. At that time, I was a nerd back then. What did I know? I didn't know anything back then.
You never had sex back then.
I was a nerd back then.
You were a nerd then, and now you've gotten older and you've changed, and now you watch Naruto.
Me and Sean are Eskimo brothers.
Eskimo sisters.
Rub nose together?
Oh.
No.
What is that?
Okay.
We touch the tips of our dicks together.
Dutch, you know what it is, right?
What?
Eskimo
penis touching?
Brothers? No.
Well, he knows what that is.
I mean, obviously, we all know what penis touching is.
Right.
We've all done it.
Eskimo brothers. I think it's from the league, but it basically means it.
Touch my penis with his penis.
See? If you, yes, like that. But is two friends have had sex with the same girl you are, or same person, it doesn't have to be guy or girl, are Eskimo siblings.
I do remember you mentioning something about this, yeah.
Eskimo brothers, for example. Who's the weirdest person you're an Eskimo brother with, Dutch?
Oh, shit. Probably.
You know what I mean? Like somebody that was weird, you shouldn't have, and you just, it's weird.
Probably my buddy Dana.
Harvey.
Beautiful Dana. Well, his last name is Van Lanningham, and like, you know, whatever, the whole Dutch nonsense. But I ended up hooking up with his ex girlfriend who has two kids.
Nice.
Okay.
And I think I told the story in the air. Like the one time I broke bro code was doing that because I didn't tell him about it, and he found out later because
call the bro code.
Yeah, maybe
dude
that
code,
was
the first Dutch wrong. Code.
You oh.
Shark mode
code. Mm-hmm. Anyways, and the way I found out that he knew about the whole situation was he texted me and he said, "Hope you have fun having your kids kick you in the back at 6 in the morning." And I text back going, "What are you talking about?" And then he just unloaded on me. He called me up and just start, "You know, the fuck, man, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Don't be a fucking asshole." And I'm like, "You know what? You're right. Yeah, I should have told you. You shouldn't have found out from her." And we've been best friends ever since. But that was probably the weirdest because, in fact, I think it's the only time I've ever done that. So technically, yeah, we're Eskimo brothers through that situation.
You're a piece of shit.
I have a weird one, though.
I do feel bad about the one.
You had Mitch? Second your hand?
Mitch, go ahead.
Okay, you remember that prostitute I lost my virginity to?
How can we forget?
That his name again?
Well, there was five or four other guys there, too. Not at the same time. We all took turns. So
whoa, in the same night?
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Why?
Well, yeah, we ran out. A train on her, like single file, whatever.
Oh, my God. Where were you guys?
Back.
Myrtle Beach.
The fuck up.
All right. So.
Shut up for a second, Dutch. I'm not even mad at you, Dutch. I apologize.
No. I'm trying to figure this out, too.
I'm mad at Mitch.
Why are you mad at him?
I'm mad because I don't mind that he did it. I just hate the fact that he did say he lost his virginity to a prostitute, but he never explained that he was standing in line like he was waiting for a Greyhound.
No, I was the first. I was the engine.
Doesn't make it better.
There was no line for me.
Doesn't make it better. By the way, how did you get first? Did you guys all flip a coin or coins?
No, because I was a virgin, and they're like, "You're going first."
See.
Okay, hold on. Time out. So obviously, you guys were all on leave, right?
No, it was just a day. It was just like a weekend pass or something.
Okay, so then you guys all went out, and you all five, you said, "Let's all get one hooker."
Well, no, the three or four of them, whoever that orchestrated the whole thing, like, "Let's get a hooker," and then they got one of them, and she's like, "I want $300 a person." Like, "Fuck you, go away." So we found a cheaper one. They found a cheaper one.
Okay, so how much did she charge to get from all five of you?
I don't know. It was like $100 a person.
That's nice.
Jesus Christ.
She was not good looking at all.
No, I was going to say one scale from 1 to 10. Be honest.
A one.
She was a one.
She was a one hooker.
You lost your name to a one hooker.
Her name was Skylar.
And you started out as the driver of the train.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, she looked like, I don't know.
You're doing it wrong!
She could have been 30, but she looked like she was at least 50.
Nice.
And, definitely liked her crack.
Jesus Christ. And they all made you do it? By the way, first of all, why would you tell anybody in your platoon that you were a virgin?
I don't know. Just happens.
Jesus Christ.
Sometimes.
Hey, I told them and I lost my virginity. Problem solved, right?
I guess so. But then I'm assuming you got smashed from everybody. Dude, you should see the one we fucked the other night.
No, they tried to keep it secret because most of them were in a relationship with someone.
How'd that work out? You listen to Dutch and Royce are more like radio. Listen. You fucking stood in line.
I was the first. I didn't stand in line.
Fine, you were at the head of the line.
Yeah.
But you were in line like you were waiting to get on It's a Small World in Disney to fuck a fucking -3.
I don't even like that ride.
You disgust me, bitch.
Mitch, I'm on your side.
Wow, that makes it so much worse.
I remember they took pictures. They took pictures of her that night, and then in the morning we looked at them, and we'd all been drinking a little bit, and they're like, "Oh my God, we have to delete these."
Because I was okay. You just made it sound, dude. You made it so much worse. Like, why would you say drinking a little bit? Why didn't you say we were fucking destroyed, hammered?
I wanted to get my dick wet.
All right, you know
Touché.
What?
He wins.
Can't fight that logic. He wanted to get his dick wet.
Oh, my God.
But how did you even get an erection if she was that ugly? I'm being serious. How?
How did you get an erection?
When you're 18, you've never had sex, and there's a woman who, technically, she's a woman.
Technically, she's a woman.
Oh, that's funny.
She's a woman.
I mean,
well,
I
technically,
guess.
You're a moron.
Her claim to fame was she gave the best hand jobs in Myrtle Beach.
Really?
That's not a bad thing to have.
The yeah, best but it was hand a, jobs in was a, Myrtle Beach is like being the person who gives the best hand jobs at Myrtle Beach.
That was appropriate.
I took him off camera. I can't look at him anymore.
Why?
You can't look
at him. He's the one telling the story. You have to go back to him.
I know.
Why are you mad, bro?
I'm mad.
You mad, bro?
Why you be hating?
Do you even lift, bro?
I'm mad because you're not a bad-looking guy. We discussed it before. I'm mad because you should not have lost your virginity that way. You're not like a fucking fat slob.
Here's the difference, dude. He was in the military. He was in the military, and he was 18. I don't really blame him for that.
Really,
and I'm sure you got some peer pressure from the other guys in the group. We're all like,
oh, yeah, a ton of, because I didn't really want to do it. Like, they're like, let's get a hook. I'm like, no, I don't really do
it. I don't see why.
But then after that night, it opened up this whole weird like time of my life. Like, I'm gonna get a hooker now. It only actually can't pan out another time.
Can you not do that?
And I never felt this way before.
I'm gonna lose here, aren't I?
Yes, I swear.
Looks like it.
It's the truth.
I hate my life.
And I owe it all to you.
Damn it, I don't have my system. Fuck.
This is my fault. I apologize for all
that. Why isn't anybody pulling it up yet?
Because I'm singing so I can't.
And I'm snapping so I can't.
And I'm mumbling angrily into the mic so I can't do anything else.
I just want to address Maul in the chat. Mm-hmm. She said, how fat was she? And I just want to say, when you do that much crack, you can't, you know.
Look at
skinny little girl then.
Rob?
Yeah, she was pretty skinny.
Well, if she like crap.
By now, let's forget. Moment's over.
No one puts baby in a corner!
How long did you last?
5 seconds.
Not very long.
No?
A little, I don't know.
And a half.
Was it just because you're getting your dick wet?
Basically.
Yeah.
Like, wee, this is fun, I'm done.
Did you have like immediate shame, or was it more like, all right, finally got this out of the way?
No, it happened like, hey, this is pretty cool. And then everyone else is doing it. I'm like, oh, wait, what happened? Ew, she's gross. Or maybe it was the next morning. I don't know. But,
were you guys all in the same room, or did you guys like wait outside the room?
No. It was, well.
Oh, my God. You had four dudes watch you do it?
No. It wasn't in the.
What's wrong with
like
that?
They had the it was a kind of a suite at a hotel, so they had the
the thing.
So there was like the living or whatever.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah,
hangout area, and then there was a bedroom, a secondary room with a door.
Okay,
not the amount of dudes because I get the 1880 whatever on a train. I get that everyone's done that. That's not what bothers me. What bothers me not the prostitute part because I get what bothers me is that you're gonna pay good money and you're already doing something that's on the. With your other buddies, at least make it a hot one. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, why didn't you guys find a better looking one?
Thing
you
I would control. No. I would. Yes, I would have probably preferred the hot one and probably paid more for it. But I didn't have a say in that because I didn't even know it was happening. Like apparently, the hot one came and the guys that had organized the whole thing saw her and asked her how much she wanted, and they're like, "No, go away." So they had someone else come.
How much? Could
I didn't even know that was going on because I. There was beer there or whatever, so I was drinking because I was 18.
Oh, okay, hey, so the next thing you know, you got Johnson and Phillips going, hey, Heil, get in there.
Yeah, basically.
Wow.
How'd you know Johnson and Phillips?
Because that's most of the people in the military.
Yeah, just lucky guess.
Mm-hmm. It's a very popular black last name.
They're white guys, actually.
Of course. That's more of a white guy thing to do. I don't think brothers generally take part in gangbangs.
Yes, they do. All the porn I watch,
well, they don't pay for it.
Yeah, well, there
the
is that.
I watch is a bunch of black guys gangbanging Mont some Blanche. Twink guy.
What?
You're watching the wrong Baywatch, buddy.
Huh?
Wait, what? Baywatch Nights. What?
Oh, shit, I had a question for Mitch, and I forgot it.
Really dark, really fast.
Really dark. Five black guys dark.
By the way, have you told... Does Sherry know any of this, or is she listening to this for the first time? Oh, okay.
She
just point and laugh at you when you told her
or whatever, but
she doesn't know the deal.
You know, she knows.
Okay, I just didn't know if she was hearing this for the first time or not.
No. She knows, and
But Dutch, have you ever noticed, like, guys' first time story is, you know, we make fun of Mitch, but every guy's first time story is horrible and sad.
Usually always a terrible story.
And every girl, even if it's terrible, they always make it seem like, no, you know, it was so nice. Like,
the moonlit
candles, and it was so beautiful. And
Marie, what was your first time like?
We blew in through the windows.
Her first time what?
Having sex.
Five black guys.
When you lost your virginity, what was that like?
Marie's a virgin.
Was there music and stuff?
What sex?
Okay. See? Well, I mean, now you're really.
Marie's never had married. Sex. What is she, a whore?
It's weird that you say that because we're married, I guess, is the weird part.
It means you stop focusing on your on the gun show and start focusing on her pussy.
Married people don't have sleeping. Sex.
Well, that's anyway. Just rape.
No, what?
Marie, you're not going to tell us, or is that too uncomfortable for you?
It's rapey.
I'm looking for other creams because I'm hoping this isn't the cream that we're.
Oh no, she's still obsessed. Oh. By she, okay. How long's it been? Did now I'm worried.
Well, she wants to make sure that he's not like a threat to national security.
No, I don't.
I'm gonna keep looking.
You hear that name?
I didn't see Kareem.
Am I missing something here? Or like your first guy was a guy named Kareem?
No, it was a terrorist. No, I was just reading one of my yearbook things.
Remember,
was
she read it on air.
Like, I'm like, who's Kareem?
That was so long ago. We so moved past that.
When? I was looking through them because I'm like, okay, the person said to hang back a year. So he was either in 11th grade or 10th grade. So I'm looking back, and I'm like, all right, I've only found one so far. That seems worrisome.
Kareem wanted you.
Kareem was
told you about my first time, right?
I don't remember, but go ahead, tell us again so Marie could focus.
I'm listening.
I was in my freshman year of college, and it was with a girl named Cassie Potter, and it was in the back of Drew Gerber's 1998 Ford Explorer.
Man, he's Kaiser Sosane this right now.
I know what he's doing.
Wait, Kaiser Sosane? No. I'm telling you legit, like, this is actual shit,
go ahead.
By the way.
I believe you. Go ahead.
He's so beautiful.
You don't believe me?
I said, I believe you. Go ahead.
I know, but that tone tells me you don't.
Dutch, I call you a lot of things, but a liar's not one of them.
Okay, thank you. But anyways, yeah, so that was... So I had a condom on and everything because I was afraid of getting... of having a kid or whatever. And I didn't end up coming at all. And then...
Then it didn't count.
So I don't know if she came. I'm pretty sure she didn't. She was just like, okay, we should stop now. And, it was in the back of an SUV. And then I went to my buddy Drew's place and gave him his keys back.
Hammy wants to know if Cassie Potter cast a spell on you.
It's Cassie. And no.
Okay.
And then I went back to Drew's dorm room and gave him his keys back. He's like, how was that, buddy? And I'm like, good. And I was like, And then it was right then that I realized I was still wearing the condom. So I had a condom on my flaccid dick.
But see, but that's my point. Like, that's a guy's typical first time.
Very drunk.
Okay. I was trying to, like, be all smooth.
Don't remember much.
Okay. Well, that was...
Were you super drunk?
My first time.
Yes.
Well, how old were you at the time?
10.
Not you, Marie.
18.
18, yeah, me too.
Faggots. Sean?
What?
First time.
Some whore.
Okay.
An actual hooker?
Specific age?
No.
I beat you.
Beat you.
That blonde whore that gave me gonorrhea.
Whore.
The blonde whore that gave you gonorrhea. How old were you?
18.
Good job.
All right. See, Sean.
The one. Okay. Remember when we were at Sawgrass and we made that video for Ryan's birthday?
Yes.
That blonde whore that was in the video for Ryan's birthday.
Oh my God. Yeah.
The blonde whore that gave me gonorrhea. Yeah, that was the one.
Okay. Sean. How long have you been doing radio now? When we all go, what? That's your cue to tell story. From start to finish. Go.
He's doing it.
Can you
give him a second?
Can you explain that one more time?
Can you let me finish?
No, that's pretty much the story.
That's not the story. There's tons of details you're leaving out.
So what you're saying is the first time you lost your virginity and got gonorrhea at the same time.
Right.
That was it. That's all the details we need for that.
Yeah, well, I will say this. That wasn't his first time, but there's many times I've, and I say many times, which more than once, walked in on Sean having sex on several of my couches. It hasn't been one. It has been several. Not one. Several of my couches.
Now, I understand that, but I want to know, like, what happened? Like, were you drunk? Were you sober? How did you get gonorrhea? How did you find out about it? Where were you?
Sex transferred to him through female through female ejaculate.
Christ, my God, dude.
Fluid exchange. It's a disgusting habit.
Dutch is getting really mad.
I know he is.
Tell a story already!
There's no story to tell.
You shouldn't have to prod you for this. Like, Jesus Christ, man.
Look at how upset he is.
I'm not upset. I'm just saying, tell the story. Please, please. For the sake of me, I want to hear it.
We were in the middle of something else. I made an anecdote, and that was all I was doing. It was a throwaway, and now you want to hear a story. And
how did you meet her, and how did you fuck her?
How did I meet her? I met her in a homeless shelter. I got a job while I was at the homeless shelter. Okay, and then I got that.
This is true. This isn't a lie.
See, this is what I'm talking about. Why wouldn't you think this be pertinent information?
When he finally starts telling
you're the idiot
story.
Now. Anyway, I remember the chick. Yes, she ran away. She wasn't really homeless. She ran away like from her parents or something. Right? I remember correctly.
Right. And then we were in a shelter. On
she
the
wasn't
beach
bad
together,
looking, by the way. Good.
And she she moved into this
Hollywood
apartment.
Beach.
No. That was Fort Lauderdale Beach.
Oh.
That place
that's the
that
one.
Was,
hold on. I know this one. I get that detail.
Yeah.
I get that detail. The second floor, right?
Right. The second floor right across from the beach. And
she was a whore.
Yeah. She was.
Dude, I remember then fucking Sean, to tell you how, when this was, he was 18. I was walking upstairs with a case of Smirnoff Ice and it falling and breaking before it
fucking. You guys were doing some heavy drinking then.
Yeah, bro.
I was doing some heavy cocaine then.
Yeah, that's the other thing. He was doing coke at the time. I remember Sean was doing coke at the time.
I just started doing coke. Some kid
so
just
he lost
gave
virginity
it to me.
While doing coke and getting gonorrhea in this rat hole. It was one of these places where it's an apartment kind of, but it's really just one of those weekly hotels where you pay like $100 a week. What was like $40 a week or something? You were retarded?
No, it was like 100 or 200 bucks a month or something. $200 a week. Something like that.
So it was really nice.
But it was fine because I was making a bunch of money because I was working at a telemarketing place at that time and doing all the coke and smoking a lot of weed. And
how did you get rid of the gonorrhea?
With whatchamacallit?
More sex.
Just rubbed it off.
You just squeeze it all out. You squeeze it all what out sex? until it can't come out anymore. You can't shoot any more out. It's
you
gone.
Spread it to enough people, there's not left for you to spread out, so it just kind of leaves you.
AIDS method.
Penicillin. That's how you get it.
Really? Something as basic as that takes away?
Yeah.
It's,
wow. Yeah, I think
that's so. What is it? Just fluid discharge? That kind of nonsense.
Bacteria. I don't know. I didn't have any symptoms.
Oh, okay. Well, how did you know you had it? You just went and got tested.
Yeah. Well, after I got rid of her because she was cheating on me. Yeah.
With who and for what? Tell the whole story.
Some old dude for rent money, which I already had.
I remember this story.
And it wasn't like she did it for a lot either. It was only like she fucked some guy for $50.
It was like $50.
And then comes back. Wait. And then has the audacity to come back to the apartment and hand me like $46 and change. Because she happened to buy a pack of cigarettes on her way back from fucking food. And she's trying to tell me like, I met up with my cousin and we were hanging out and we went out and this, that, and the other thing. And the other chick that her friend, like, but I don't know. I knew the dude and that. Anyway, it was a ridiculous story.
I remember. Oh, my God. But, yes.
And so I was just like,
$50.
I was like, all right. So I shattered.
That's cheaper than his fucking Mrs. Ugly prostitute.
I shattered a bunch of like cups and plates on the floor of the apartment building. And then I kicked her out and I did a lot of cocaine and I packed up my stuff and moved back into my grandma's house.
Wow.
Good work.
God, that was funny.
And then a couple months after that, I packed up all my shit. And with, like,
how old were you at the time?
I was like 18, 19, okay. Almost nine, going on 19. And then a few months later, I packed up all my shit with $250 and left for LA for the first time.
Hmm.
It was gone.
Royce, weren't you like super? It seemed like we were all right around 18 years old when 15, we lost ours.
Physical fitness.
15. You were with that one fat girl, right?
No. Physical fitness was not fat.
No, she wasn't fat. She was an alcoholic and a pill popper.
And a cutter.
Oh,
and,
the cutter girl, that's right. Bar,
keep going.
A psychopath and bipolar and
all that. That one that I called HRS, Child Protective Services, because she was probably lying and got her dad arrested.
Right.
Yeah, that one.
Fantastic.
Oh, my God. I never looked at you as more of a piece of shit than when you first told that story on the air.
You never looked at me? What about me?
Not that much. As a piece of shit.
I was a piece of shit.
You're a piece of shit for doing that.
Well, you know, it was something had to happen.
She's the one that when the first girl I ever fingered too was someone, and the one when I've said it before, but
oh, yeah.
I jammed her panties up into her vag.
That's right.
Like, oh my God, panties still vagina? It's like still.
I forgot all about that. You just jammed in there going, this isn't that one at all. It's like sort of moist.
I was so stupid.
You are stupid.
I was 15, and then the other one I remember also. Then finally, after I figured out moving the panties, I was fingering her. My nails were kind of long, so I cut her.
Yeah,
it was bad. It was just bad. Like I told you, it's never a good story. It's never magical. It's always sad.
It's always horrible.
I get it, because how can all guys' story be like that? And most girls, not Marie, because she's a dude.
Well, Marie's is. This is where I'm picking up on her story. She said, I don't remember most of it. I think it's actually tragic and just as embarrassing, and she doesn't want to talk about it.
No, she said it off. She doesn't remember it. I really think she doesn't. She really is a bad drinker. She really blacks out. No, I mean, I would love to jump, but that's how she is.
Okay.
I blacked out a lot more back then.
A lot. I remember.
You were a party girl?
Your birthday. Remember your birthday?
Nobody blacked out more than me.
Yeah, dude. She was blackout queen. She didn't remember shit.
That was like...
You were bad.
Every weekend, we would go up to Gainesville. Marie or I. It was we would alternate. We would some weeks it would be both, but one week... It didn't matter what weekend it was in Gainesville. One of the two of us was blackout drunk.
Yeah, it was bad.
What was the typical progression? Was it like beers, then a shitload of shots, and then trying to like finish it off with beers, or what?
Gainesville, anyway. When I was there, I mean, there's a lot of cheap beer.
Yeah, Marie, what was your poison?
I didn't have a poison. I hated all of it. Tasted ricin. Terrible. It was whatever was available at said house party, which was usually a keg of natty ice.
Right.
Or Gainesville Hunch Punch, which is always a gamble.
What's a Gainesville Hunch Punch?
Just a bunch of random alcohol that they find that they pour it all together.
Like one
usually a lot of vodka and like, you know, Kool-Aid or terrible.
Hawaiian Punch or some base.
Yeah.
It's awful. I remember when
Was it mainly like frat parties you guys would go to, or?
Yes.
Now, is that where you lost your virginity?
Yes.
At a frat party?
Yes. Me too.
Yes.
Oh, no. You're one of those girls.
No, it was moving from one to the other, and we moved from one to the other because another one of my girls, which, of course, when you're with girls, you have to stay with the
girls.
Exactly. Watch them. One of them wanted to go to the other party to fuck another guy that she wanted to fuck. And so some of us were just there. We were just, like, waiting, and then we got bored.
Don't start.
Hey, I'm waiting for my friend to get done fucking. You want to fuck?
Okay. Wait, do I got to fuck you?
Sure.
All right.
We can do it right now. I mean, like, you know.
Sailor.
I have about 5 minutes left until I have to pass out. You want to do it quick?
I only need 3.5 minutes.
That's fine. I usually only take 5.
Okay.
By the way, last little Cat says, Sean's stories aren't depressing at all.
No, never.
See, at least Marines are like fun party story type parties.
I'm pretty sure
girlfriend had sex with another guy for.
And so to fill time, they fucked other people. That's great.
Yeah. I think it was at the aftermath of a toga party.
It always is that, isn't it?
What are you, a fucking generic movie?
It could have been one of the Around the World parties.
Was John Belushi there?
God, I hope so.
What is an Around the World party?
Oh, Around the World is where every dorm room or every frat guy's room is themed to be a different country, and there's an alcohol theme based off of said country.
Oh,
so you go to one room that's France and it's all wine. You go to one room that's Russia and it's all vodka, yada yada, and so on and so forth.
Sake. Yeah, exactly.
I hope you're in Somalia.
Where it's AK-47s and they shove them in your ass.
Yeah, my Kelly was all about those, and I know she was a whore back in the day.
Kelly was a whore?
Oh my God, she was such a whore back in the day in her college days.
Don't talk ill of our new friend, please. Thank you.
But yeah, she's my girlfriend. I can say whatever I want.
You know, you can't. She's our friend.
Yeah,
now.
She's our friend,
weird.
And you care. Will not degrade her.
She's
on
our
air.
Friend.
Yeah, we like our friend. We don't like you.
Yeah, leave our friend alone.
Why'd you really? That's really hurtful.
Leave our friend alone. I know. It's so mean. It's so mean.
So mean. You just jump ship that quick after 7 years.
No loyalty.
At all. Loyalty. We like Kelly better than Joel.
Yeah, goodbye, Joel.
You're like my family. They love Kelly and they hate me.
I've never met you and Kelly.
I show up to a few family functions with Kelly, and they're just like, you guys should come over more often, and if you could stay home and just send Kelly, that'd be great.
Yeah, you know
thanks,
what?
Mom.
Otto.
Fun times.
Holy shit, I'm tired now.
I remember the second time I had sex with the same girl when I was in the dorm rooms. At the time, I was living with an Ethiopian roommate.
Eagle.
Ethiopian
Eagle.
I thought I had locked the door, but we had the type of doors where you it's a push-button door, but if you push the button before the door closes, it pops back out. And I had done that, and I'm fucking this chick on her couch, just, you know, in the most revealing type of position towards the door, like the way it opened.
Sean did that.
And... Yep. My Ethiopian roommate comes in and goes, "Oh, Jesus." And he goes out real quick and he tries to grab the door to pull it closed, like fast, but it's one of those doors that has the slow release. So it's all slowly going type of close. And any and everybody in the hallway could have possibly seen us at that particular point. And that was that kind of. Well, actually, no. We ended up finishing. Yeah. No, I think about it.
Oh, Amy's got a good point. Kelly and Royce sounds a lot better than Dutch and Royce.
I don't like this. It sounds like Kelly and Michael.
Kelly and Royce sounds like a daytime talk show that's replacing Regis and Kelly.
That's right. Actually very. You're right. It is. It really does.
Can't be better. Worse than Michael and Kelly.
How about Kelly and Marie? Ah, that sounds.
Oh,
like,
that sounds
like a porno.
Catty.
I'd pay to watch that.
Catty. I think porno.
Kelly and Marie.
It's like a lesbo porn.
I think Marie and Kelly works better.
Marie and Kelly.
Marie and Kelly, I think, yeah.
Sounds like the college years of Saved by the Bell.
Marie.
Yeah, the spinoff was just two. Right.
There's two single girls living in an apartment.
The only girls that got jobs and didn't marry right away.
Yeah. And like once a year they would have like one of the super special public service announcement things.
This week
Kelly got raped and Marie talks it through. You know what I mean? It's like one of those things. You remember those shows back in the day would have like a special episode where everything would be super serious and awkward.
Where everybody got raped? Everyone there were raped. Shows like that?
Rape, drugs, AIDS.
You know, got raped.
Bum, 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 bum.
And you're always glad
No wonder came. My parents didn't get cable. There was rape everywhere.
Apparently so.
I wasn't allowed to watch TV as a kid. I know why now.
What do you think that song? That
I was angry. I was jealous. Everybody else is watching rape. I'm at home.
What do you want to be
playing
where
with myself?
Everybody gets raped.
Da-da-da-da-da. What do you think the Nirvana song was about? It was about the world they were living in.
I don't get it.
Polly?
Rape me?
Oh.
Polly.
You fucking morons. I'm tired. It's tired in here. Can we leave now? I'm so sleepy.
I want to make you feel
I don't
them.
Care where you are. That was funny.
Says Kelly and my catchphrase. Marie and Kelly, y'all just jelly.
I love it. Marie and Kelly, y'all just jelly. It's amazing. I love it. Give a show, guys.
Who, Maul?
No.
Oh.
Marine Kelly.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Y'all just jelly.
I'm going to tweet that immediately. Somebody will give me a show.
Tuesday night. You can have it.
What's that show that's on Tuesday night?
I'll be your producer. I can ditch this asshole Dutch.
It's not cool.
Shouldn't be hard. I mean.
Yeah.
Okay. You find somebody like me out there. Tell me how well it'll do for you.
I don't know anyone whose liver is that strong, to be
exactly.
honest with you.
Exactly.
So, I mean, I'm stuck with you. Maybe
show up every week this drunk and still be this awesome.
I guess you don't look that drunk today.
I'm not, actually. I haven't drank very much at all.
You look handsome, actually.
I know I do. You look, like look good. I look so good.
You look fuckable. I mean, you're fuckable.
You like a six.
A solid seven.
That's not cool.
Nothing else. Ashley from Antisocial Gamer Radio, his hot sister, said after she showed him your DJ picture that you were a night. You were a six, Dutch. So
he has a hot sister?
Yeah, we've talked about it on air.
We have. That's right. Okay, I didn't remember if it was him or not. Okay.
Yeah, girl named sister. You're six.
What's her name? John?
I hope so.
Yeah, they reverse the names here. It's weird.
That's very strange.
Yeah.
All right, speaking of jelly, going with this tonight. All right, Roy, play better.
Already to me? I'm the co-host. You, I'm right before
shut
you.
The fuck up and be funny.
Don't put him on the spot.
I'm better than you because I got my freak on at 15.
Marie?
I'm better than you because I had a guy named Kareem want to fuck me.
So did I. I'm not showing off.
Sean.
I'm better than you because I got gonorrhea the first time I had sex.
That's not a better. So not better.
It's kind of better.
Kind of better.
So not better, though.
Kind of better.
I win the game.
Mitchell.
I am better than you because I was a locomotive on a six-person ugly hooker train.
You are the conductor, sir.
I can't follow that one up, but I'm better than you because I haven't been hit by two snowplows.
All right, fair enough.
All right, guys, thanks for listening. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow night, Hippo Juice, and all the other shows, morelikeradio.com. We'll see you guys next week. Dutch Royce. Bye-bye. Baby, can you handle this? I don't think you can handle this.